Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, Direct Sales Specialist and the Christian Direct Seller, and I want to welcome you to our call this morning. We are in the month of October at the very end, and today's topic for our call is Dungeon or Dream. And I know that for some of you are thinking, well, I don't know what this story is really about, and I had thought, you know, about the things that imprison us. And I had also thought a little bit about taking this topic towards the Joseph story, but the Lord just said no. He wanted us to talk about somebody else instead. So we're going to be talking about Jacob this morning. You know, one of the things that a lot of us, I don't think, realize is the power of our imagination and the power of our thoughts. And what we can really do, and what God really wants to do in and through us, but it comes from what we imagine. You know, when we read the Old Testament, there's a story about Jacob there. And he was, you know, there was Abraham, then there was his son was Isaac, and Isaac's son was Jacob. And this was the foundation for all of the Israeli people and the Hebrews, and then this was prior to them going into Egypt, and this was pre-Joseph, all that. So anyways, this is back in the Old Testament, and I want to tell you the story a little bit. But Jacob was a big trickster, and he was actually called a deceiver, and he decided that when he was just a young man, that he was going to get his birthright, because he was actually a twin, and he was the second born, but he was his mom's favorite. And so he and his mom connived their dad and kind of snuck and stole, not kind of, but did sneak and stole his brother's birthright. And back then it was so important, because that's who carried the blessing. That's who got the majority of the inheritance. That's who was the patriarch of the family. And so there was where all the blessing and all the wealth and everything took place. So after he sold his brother's birthrights, a few chapters later, Jacob married into a family that gave him some of his own medicine of deception. And he worked really hard for his father-in-law Laban for 7 years so that he could marry his daughter Rachel. Jacob just loved Rachel. She was so beautiful, and you know, he worked for 7 years. Can you imagine your husband working for 7 years just so that he could marry you? How incredible would that be? When he woke up, though, on the honeymoon morning, guess what happened? Leah, who was the older, more unattractive daughter of Laban, was actually in bed with him. They had got Jacob drunk. They deceived him and then had him marry Leah instead. Laban had forgot to tell him that in their family tradition that the oldest daughter married first. So he finagled another 7 years of work out of Jacob with this trick. And needless to say, I'm sure Jacob was not happy. So he worked 14 years. I mean, you want to talk about a long courtship, right? But thankfully, you know, he got her on credit. He received her a week later and paid for her in a small monthly installments over the next 7 years. So after the 14 years of mistrust and dishonesty, Jacob was ready to leave. And he told his father-in-law to give him what was his so that he could just go on his own way. He was tired of this. However, here we are again. Laban was no fool. He knew that Jacob was making him a fortune. And because he was in charge of all of his flocks, he was like the general manager, you could say, for all this, for Laban and all of his farms and his flocks. So Laban told Jacob to name his wage and to stay with him. And Jacob knew that no matter what his wage was or what he said, that his father-in-law would somehow find a way to cheat him out of it. So, you know, he told him, he said, "You've changed my wage 10 times. And Jacob told Laban that he would work for him for all the spotted and speckled sheep and goats. And these animals would become his wage. And so they struck a deal, because Laban thought, well, this is a no-brainer for me, because if I do this, then, you know, there's hardly any speckled and spotted sheep and goats, so I'm going to come out on top. So Laban thought for sure he'd just go ahead with it. So he decided that he would do this. But what Jacob did is he had a dream from the Lord. The Lord told him to carve branches, exposing the white beneath the bark. And he said to put the branches out in front of the water troughs whenever the best of the sheep were drinking and mating. This resulted in the strongest sheep and goats giving birth to spotted and speckled offspring. Isn't that amazing? I mean, so he, basically what he did is he created some wallpaper for them to look at. So every time they were drinking, they would look at these spotted branches. So what happened was what they were looking at, what they were thinking about when they were eating and drinking and mating, these sheep and these goats who aren't like us as human beings, they're, you know, lower in creation, but they became this, it was only the strongest ones. So the strongest sheep and the strongest goats all started producing these spotted babies. And think about this. What really was happening here? Was this like because there was something special inside of the tree bark or something that was inside of the water? Absolutely not. What it was is the watering hole is a place of reflection. What God was doing is he was demonstrating how we, his sheep, reproduce. The watering hole is a place of reflection, which means both gazing at something as well as meditating on it, thinking about it. Meditating involves your imagination. So if we feed our imagination with the thoughts of what we don't want to become and drink from the well of regret or lack or I don't have any bookings, I can't get any appointments, nobody wants to join my team, sales are low, the team's not producing, the company doesn't understand me, any of these negative thoughts, what are we going to be reproducing? We're going to reproduce that very same thing in ourselves, which turns it into like a type of prison for us or a dungeon, right? We produce the very thing that we think, reflect, and meditate on. So how many times a day do you think or imagine your success, all the good things that you want, all the strength, the new sheep or new team members that you have that are strong and reproducing well? It really doesn't matter what we want to reproduce. It's only important what we imagine while we're thinking and drinking at the watering hole of our imagination. You know, the principles also illustrated in the creation of man. The Bible says that we were created in God's image. He was thinking first about us. And then he actually spoke and spoke the world into existence. But then he created us with his hands from the dust of the earth, from his imagination. Proverbs says, "For so as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Proverbs 23:7. You know, our imagination is a very powerful part of our being. Everything that has ever been built, made, painted, or developed was created twice. First, it was created in our imagination. And then we actually created it. We tend to reproduce what we feast our thoughts upon. You know, a lot of us, we spend much of our time reacting to what we don't want instead of responding to the call of God on our lives. We waste a lot of time and energy trying not to be something in order to not, or trying, I'm sorry, we waste a lot of energy trying not to be something in order to not be something. I have to keep it out in front of me so that I can avoid it, is what we think. But the crazy thing is that we produce what we imagine or what we're thinking and meditating on. If I see what I don't want to be, just envisioning it causes me to reproduce it. This explains why so many people grow up maybe mistreating their children in the same way that maybe their parents abuse them, or they've got anger issues, or they've got control issues. They promised themselves that they would never become like their folks, but they become just like them. So how do we break out of the prison? We break out of it by responding to the call of God on our lives and meditating on his vision for us. You know, the word meditation is related to the word medicine. Kind of sounds the same, right? In a positive sense, meditation means to think in such a way as to make oneself healthy. We become the person he's called us to be when we meditate on the things of God and dream his dreams. How many times have you gone to bed and said, "God, let me dream your dream"? Or you've taken your quiet time in the morning or maybe in mid-afternoon when you're reflecting and say, "You know, Lord, let me dream your dream. I want your dream for your life." That's my passion for you today, is that you would take away from today, that you would ask the Lord, "Lord, what's your dream for me? Let me see your dream. Let me dream your dream." So that I can focus on this, I can meditate on it, I can reflect on it, and I can create it. That's where we're going to be the most fulfilled. We'll stop feeling like we have to seek and search all over the place. because we'll be in his dream. That's what I pray every night before I go to sleep. Lord, help me dream your dream. And when I'm preparing for my day or preparing for my week, I ask, Lord, help me to dream your dream and to serve who you would want me to serve. Help me to fulfill the call that you've placed on my life. Help me to see it. Help me to show others your way. David also wrote, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, Psalm 37:4. You know, I've heard that the word desire can actually be broken down into two parts. D, meaning from desire, meaning of. Sire is the last half, which means to father. When we delight ourselves in God instead of hanging out in our past, he becomes the father or the sire of our dreams. Release your past. God wants to give you a new future this moment. Even if you woke up this morning, even before you got on the call or listened to this replay, and you thought, you know what, I need a fresh start. I just don't know where to begin. God's giving it to you right now. We can have a fresh start each moment. Think about Jesus' mother, Mary. She illustrated this principle in her life. In Luke 2:19, the Bible says, but Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Can you imagine? She sees an angel. She says she's going to have a baby. She's a virgin. She's a young girl. She's not married. And it's going to be the Messiah. I'm sure she had a lot of stuff going on in her mind. But what she did is she treasured all of these things. Treasure what the Lord has given you in your business, in your life, in the call that he's given you. Treasure them and ponder them in your heart. She pondered the word of God in her heart, and she gave birth to the Savior of the world. What does the Lord want to birth inside of you? What she imagined became flesh and dwelt among us through immaculate conception. When we dream with God, we are becoming the masterpieces of his imagination. Isn't that exciting today that you get to be the masterpiece of God's imagination? I know many of you know one of my favorite verses is Ephesians 3:20, and I love the Amplified Version because I love how they spell it all out, and I want to read it to you. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who by, in consequence of the action of his power, so that's the Holy Spirit power inside of us, that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose, and listen to this, this is my favorite part, and do super abundantly, I love that word, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. God's given you a hope and a future. He doesn't want you to be imprisoned by your own thoughts. He doesn't want you in the dungeon or dark place of your thoughts or regret or negativity or thoughts of lack. He has given you a dream. He's given you a business. He's given you a vehicle to make this happen. He wants you just to dream with him and let him be the father of a magnificent treasure he's placed inside of you. That's your call. That's your destiny. That's furthering the kingdom for him by sharing his love and giving other people the freedom that he came and he died on the cross and rose again for you as well as for them. Today's your new day. Today's your day of freedom. Walk out of that dungeon and walk into your dream. Well, I hope that this has been a blessing to you to be able to spend some minutes with us. Before I go into prayer time together with you, I've had several prayer requests before we got started of private prayer requests, so those I don't put on to the recording. So if you've got something public that you'd like for us to share and to pray about, I'd be happy to take those requests now. I see we've got a ton more people that have joined in today. And then I'll also be turning off the recording in just a moment, and we'll be praying for some of those private prayer requests. But does anyone have something that either touched your heart today that you want to praise the Lord for or a prayer request? If you're muted, you can just hit *6, and that will unmute you and bring you back in. Any other prayer requests this morning?
Hi, Becky. This is Kimberly. Haven't been on in a few weeks.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing? I got your message yesterday that you weren't feeling too well. Are you feeling better? Oh, we dropped her. She got lost. Anyone else have a prayer request or a praise report? You guys are so quiet this morning. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray this morning, and then know that I'll turn the recording off and take it just a few more minutes for prayer. Father God, we just come before you. We thank you that you've given us some spotted wallpaper to look at this morning, that we can reflect. When we want to be strong. We want to produce strong sheep. We want strong business partners. We want strong brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. We thank you so much for your goodness and your glory. We just want to praise you and let you know how honored and humbled we are that you love us. And Lord, that you would give us dreams and that we can dream. Lord, we don't want to be deceived, and we don't want to be a deceiver. We want to move out of the dungeon and move into the dream that you have for us. We know that now is the time. We know now this moment is your time for us, that you want us to all be free. You died for us. You rose again so that we could be free. We receive that now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for that. Lord, I thank you that you are giving us the ability to trust more, to walk out in bold faith. Lord, we know that the minute we pray for something, we receive it, and we will walk and act as if we have it and as if we own it now because we've got the title deed. That's what praying in faith means. So, Father God, I just pray in Jesus' name that these businesses are flourishing, that these women have many, many women that are coming to them and know that they are blessed. Lord, we rebuke fear. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke a lack of confidence, and we loose upon them boldness in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you're accomplishing in and through them, and we give you all the glory for that power that's at work within us that's able to carry out your purpose. I thank you that you've given each one of us a purpose and that we can do super abundantly, far over and above all that we ever dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our desires, our thoughts, our hopes, our dreams, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to have right thinking. You tell us in your word that you do not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Lord, you tell us that we can cast all of our cares upon you, and we do not have to be worried or afraid or frustrated. Lord, that this is the time of freedom. This is the time that you have given us, that we can celebrate you, that we can work in your kingdom, that we can work and walk in our fulfillment of our call and our destiny, Lord. We thank you that because we are in you, that there is no spirit of condemnation upon us. So we ask that you release anyone that is feeling a spirit of condemnation or guilt in Jesus' name, that we know that we are more than an overcomer in every area of our life, according to Revelation 12:11, Lord. So we thank you for that. And we know that we have an abundant supply, according to Luke 6:38. Lord, we thank you that you will supply all that we need in order to accomplish your purpose. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you that we can move in this, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit fall upon each person listening in a new, fresh way. Anoint them fresh, Lord. Give them the power that they need. Lord, we rebuke the spirit of lack, the spirit of doubt in Jesus' name. We are so thankful that we are walking in your clarity, in your confirmation, Lord, that we have no anxiety, that we know that all things are possible according to Luke 18:27, Lord. We love you, and we thank you that you've given us a measure of faith. Lord, help us to walk it out. Give us the strength to do that. We want to praise you and give you glory for all the magnificent and amazing things. I thank you that you're rising up an army of believers, Lord, that are taking over not only the direct selling profession, but ministering in the marketplace and changing the world around them, not only in their neighborhoods, but in their workplaces. And everywhere that we go, Lord, we're excited because we're a part of your army. We are a part of a new movement that's taking place. Lord, we're a part of this new, fresh anointing that's overcoming the world. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your power and your glory. We thank you for these sisters and these brothers that are on the call or listening to the recording. We love you, Father God. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, have a magnificent week. Know that I get on about 5 minutes before each and every call to start taking prayer requests. So at 8:25 Central, I'm always on taking prayer requests for you so we can jump right in. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording now. Have the most fantastic week ever, because God wants that for you. And you can find us on The Christian Direct Seller on Facebook. Post any prayer requests or praises there, or any ideas or concerns that you have around your business. And I will be taking any private prayer requests or praise reports as soon as I hang up. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.